This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Obama has directed HHS bureaucrats to draft rules making it impossible for states to steer Title X funds in accord with U.S. law. At issue is Hyde Amendment provisions that should permit states to defund abortion providers based on what those providers do in each state. The head of the Susan B. Anthony list has carefully drawn out four pro-life commitments from presidential candidate Donald Trump. Marjorie Dannenfelser says Trump's four pro-life commitments are nominating pro-life justices to the Supreme Court, signing the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, reallocating funding to community health centers to punish Planned Parenthood abortions, and to sign a permanent ban on federal dollars for abortion. This is Life News Radio. If you pray about what you hear in the news, are you ready to listen? To listen to God? Jesus' mother told servants at the Cana wedding to do whatever Jesus tells them. Are you ready for that? Pray, listen, and do whatever God tells you to do. And let's make a culture of life. In other headlines, Cecile Richards continues trying to destigmatize abortion. The Planned Parenthood CEO now says she's proud of abortion. Attorneys defending pro-life investigator David DeLaden are now blasting California Attorney General Kamala Harris for a disturbing level of cooperation in hiding abortion specimens for sale. And the fertility experts behind the new three-parent genetically altered child are complaining bitterly over having to avoid prosecution by fleeing the U.S. to do their human experiment. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.